Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. I can see clearly
now, the rain is gone. Yeah, Brett, Tom Rivers is our ABC News correspondent in London, and Tom has been monitoring what's been happening in Thailand for the last several hours, and we've got some amazingly great news, Tom. Fill us in.
You got it, John. I tell you, looking at some of the pictures coming over the foreign desk and some of the emails of our crews in the various locations in Thailand, they just put a smile on your face. This thing is winding down. At least this phase is winding down. Mm-hmm. With the remaining boys and the coach out, in addition to the divers that were in there as well and a medic. So everybody out now, everybody at the hospital, and they're in good spirits. The boys are checking them out. A couple kids have pneumonia, but I guess they're going to be doing all right. And, again, they're still in isolation, but they'll probably see their parents in a couple of days. But if you go back 17 days, there was absolutely, as you know, John, no guarantee that you and I would be saying that this is a happy ending in this particular story.
No, but the end of last week when we were talking about this on Friday, I thought, oh, man, this has the potential to be a tragic story because the boys were so young and none of them apparently knew how to swim, which is kind of shocking. How would they dive underwater with oxygen tanks to get out of this cave and somehow... The Thai diving team, their Navy SEALs, in essence, were able to pull this off. Have you gotten any information about how they executed this and why they rushed so much in the last 24 hours to make this happen?
Yeah, they're looking at things going back a week at various options. They put something like 100 drill holes down. They couldn't hit the pocket where the boys were, so that was kind of scuppered. You think back to, they said, well, you know, they might have to wait for the water to go down, which could take months, but they could feed them, et cetera, et cetera. And then oxygen levels started to drop, and then with the rain on Sunday, they figured, boy, the pumps are working now, but, you know, that's not a guarantee down the road. And they said, look, we really have to go with the option of getting the kids out through the most dangerous way, and that is going through the air pockets and the water. And the water had dropped because of the pumps, which is good, but there was still some there. There were some parts of this thing were totally up to the ceiling in water, and they had to get a diver in front, tethered to the boy, tethered to another diver behind. Slow, laborious process, getting through some very narrow passageways and getting the kids out. One at a time, very, very slowly indeed, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and the job is done. An amazing story indeed.
It really is a remarkable story, and I know you have been talking to a variety of correspondents that you work with who are in Thailand, and I don't want to distract or detract from the glorious moment that this is saving everybody's life, but has there been any discussion about... the coach and what happens to him next? Because if I understand correctly, he was the one that originally led these boys on what probably seemed like a fun adventure at the beginning of this situation. I mean, I feel awful for him, but I would guess there are a lot of people who are kind of frustrated, maybe even angry with him.
It's interesting, John, you know, because we've been kind of running with that line, at least off the record, thinking about that the past few days. And today, in some of the coverage, I heard, because we've got a number of sources here, the possibility that some of the kids had actually run ahead of the coach and ran into the cave, and the coach was, you know, I don't know what the answer is. If the coach, you know, said this is part of what we're going to do today, or if he had to race in there and, you know, kind of, you know, chase them all down. But that is something I'd not heard until today, and I don't know. Yeah. Obviously, they're going to be going through with a fine-tooth comb, seeing exactly what shakes out. But that coach is going to have to live for the rest of his life with the fact that knowing that one of the Thai Navy SEALs died in the operation to extract all of the students and himself.
Yeah, Tom Rivers, it is a great story today, and we should live live with a smile on our face that they're safe at this moment. Our ABC News correspondent in London, thanks so much for that update.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.